Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Full Draw Friday, number 69. This week we're talking about late November strategies. We're rolling in on the last weeks of the month here. We've got gun seasons that are either in now or have been in and are going out soon. All kinds of stuff going on here at the end of November, so we're going to try to sort through some of that, figure out where you're going to find those bucks here in the last couple weeks of the month. And then we go into December and late season strategy and stuff like that, which we'll talk about moving forward. But let's get into late November on Full Draw Friday number 69. Okay, I mentioned this a little bit when I did the kind of the first phase of the rut episode a couple, two or three episodes ago. One thing that's going to be big here in late November is finding where the does are at, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. But one of the first things I want to hit on is a lot of gun seasons are, they either have been in, like Illinois comes in today, and it's in for 3 days, and then we get a little break, or a lot of them have been in and are going out. I know, like, Iowa, theirs is not until December, which is awesome. But a lot of states aren't like that. The gun season happens in November. So if you're in one of those states, which you likely are, one big thing is going to be finding where those deer have gone after all that pressure. Gun season is traditionally going to be the highest pressure of the season as far as hunting pressure goes. Everybody and their brothers out there, they're shooting at everything that moves a lot of times. Obviously, that's not always the case. I mean, there's plenty of people who go out and gun hunt and do it very similar to the way we bow hunt, but there's just so many more people out there. The range is obviously farther. The weapons are way more effective. So there's obviously way more stress on the deer and way more danger for them, so they're trying to get away from it. If you can find the places that they're getting away from it, that's where you're going to have success. That's one big variable. The deer are not going to be doing as natural of things as they would if that gun season hadn't have been in or wasn't in. So if you've got a property that has a lot of like thick cover on it that you haven't been in gun hunting, or you have and you've not been real intrusive, that's a really good scenario. If you don't have that, try to find somewhere, you know, that has something like that. If you've got even just a big draw that the deer might go hide in. If you're only bow hunting, leave that thing alone this weekend or, you know, through the gun season and give them a place to go hide. If your neighbors have a bunch of thick cover, you can hunt on the backside of that after the gun season. So that's a big one to start with. Those deer are going to get pushed in to thick cover where they feel safe. It's going to be a lot of similar areas to where a buck might push a doe into when they're in lockdown phase, like we're just kind of coming out of. So you can kind of check those areas, but if you don't have that thick cover, if you don't have a place for them to hide, it's going to be really tough after the gun season closes. I have permission properties like that where I know my opportunities are going to be extremely limited after the gun season goes out. So like this year, for instance, on the North Farm, there wasn't a ton up there. I might have had some opportunities had I hunted it a little harder, but nothing big that got me really excited, so I didn't push it too much. But now that I didn't kill anything up there, the gun season's going to be rolling through this weekend. I know it's going to be even tougher. Not impossible. There's still opportunities to be had after the gun season if you don't have that thick cover, and that's what I'm going to talk about next. If you guys are in the food plotting game, you need to know about Grandpa Ray Outdoors. They specialize in providing the best nutrition for whitetail deer on your property, starting with the soil. They've got a full line of high-quality food plot seed, plant foods, and minerals. Whatever food plot blend you're looking for, they have it. Whether that be fall or spring blends, corner beans, switchgrass, throw and grow blends, shade tolerant mixes, they have it all. They don't just throw different types of generic seed in a bag, though. They carefully select the different strains of specific plants that will not only work well together in their blend, but also in numerous different conditions. All their options have high germination rates, and when you buy a bag of their seed, that's what you're getting. Seed. No fluff, no filler, just the best available seeds that are going to hit the ground and grow. They aren't just about selling their products, though. They'll answer any questions you have about what blends would be best for your specific property. That way you can achieve the best results possible. We've used their seed blends on client properties and, of course, our own for years now, and the results have always been as good, if not better, than advertised. You can go check them out at GrandpaRayOutdoors.com and use the discount code RHOPODCAST, that's all lowercase, no space, to get 5% off your order. When they do finally start to settle down, so, you know, 3, 4, 5 days after that gun season closes, maybe even earlier than that, just depending on where you're at, they're going to start to settle down and relax a little bit. They're still going to be more on edge than they were before the gun season, for sure, but they are going to calm down. Once that happens, if you have a green food source, that's where you're going to want to be for this last part of November. The does are going to start grouping back up, and they're going to go back into their feeding patterns. Here the last couple weeks, you probably noticed that there's not been a lot of does out in the open. Maybe you have seen that, but I'm sure a lot of people haven't. That's because they've all been hiding. They've been coming out at night. Even at night, they're not wanting to come out in the open too much because they don't like getting harassed by every buck that sees them. So it pushes them back into more cover, their little hiding spots. They're going to eat more browse than they are traditional food sources or grains or anything like that. They're going to tuck back into the timber, into those thick draws and brush and stuff like that, where they have some browse and they can hide from bucks. That's going to change, though, as they all start to go out. Whether they've been bred or not, if they're not in heat anymore, they're going to start to group back up. They're going to start to come out to food again. There will be some does that either didn't get bred or whatever reason it didn't work. They'll be coming back in here in the next couple weeks. Most of the time, it kind of just depends on when that doe came in the first time. I believe they're on like a 28-day cycle. So it could be as late as, you know, the beginning of the second week of December. But you're going to see some of that. There will also be some does that were late coming in that are still in heat that haven't been bred. That's going to be the key to finding the bucks right now. They're not necessarily going to be back on their feeding pattern. So this is one of those weird times where the does are kind of going back to almost an early season routine while the bucks are still trying to rut. They're not necessarily going to be doing the same stuff. So you might sit somewhere and not see a lot of deer, but you might catch a buck cruising. You might sit over a food source and see a bunch of does, but not see that buck. However, that I think is going to be your best bet for these last 2 weeks, because the bucks are going to want to be cutting doe trails, and they're going to want to find where the does are at. So if you can hunt the does, just like we talked about in the first phase of the rut, that's where you're going to have the most success on finding those bucks. They are going to know where those does like to congregate, where they like to feed, and they're going to go out and they're going to scent check them. They may cruise the downwind side of a food source. So if you're sitting over one side of it and you can't see where they might be cruising through and just scent checking, then you might not see that buck. You might just see a bunch of does, like I said. But if you're in there, maybe off that food source a little bit, or even on it if it's a small enough field or something, there's a lot of potential that you're going to see a buck coming to scent check that plot. And, you know, a lot of times they will even go out into the plot and check those does too. So if you can find the does, that's where you're going to find the bucks right now. Your traditional rut funnels, ridge tops, saddles, things like that can still be good. Like I said, there's still going to be some bucks cruising. It's just not going to be like it was a week, 2 weeks ago. So just be prepared for that. These does that are out of estrus, they're going to be going back to their herds, and they're going to be going back to food. And a lot of times it'll be early, especially with this cold weather we got coming up. If you've got cold weather coming in or already there, they're going to go out earlier than maybe they normally would. Some places you're going to find them, obviously food plots. If you've got brassicas planted, if you've got maybe some clover that's still green, if you've got any kind of winter greens out there, that's going to be a really good place to be. Winter wheat fields, if you don't have food plots, if you're just on permission property or something like that, if you're around ag, if you can find those winter wheat fields, a lot of times that's where the does are going to want to be. And even if not that, you can still hunt your traditional grain fields, like cut bean field. If you've still got standing beans, I know some places still have standing beans. That's going to be really good here in another week or so if they're still out there. Shelled cornfield is still going to be good too. So all those places that the does like to feed, that's where you're going to want to be. You don't have to hunt right on that though. Hey everybody, thanks for listening to another episode of the Ridge Hunter Outdoors Podcast. If you've made it to this point, hopefully you're enjoying the show. And if you are, go over to our Facebook page and our Instagram. Give us a follow. It's Ridge Hunter Outdoors. We also have a private Facebook group. That's Ridge Hunter Nation. You can go over there and answer a couple questions. And if you're a regular listener of the podcast or you watch any of our shows on YouTube or Carbon TV, you get in that group and just use it as your normal hunting group. Share your success, your failures, pictures, whatever you got. And we'll also give you some extra content in there. I'll ask questions on that, maybe do some surveys occasionally. And we'll also give you guys the opportunity to ask questions for any of our guests that we might have coming on, if we have them lined up in time and that's available. You'll find that at Ridge Hunter Nation. That's on Facebook. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. That's where you're going to see our scent line, Ridge Hunter Scents, our buck tarsal spray, doe tarsal spray, and our calming spray. All of our apparel is available on the website, and our food plot seed, when it is in stock, is available on the website too. If you want any of that stuff, make sure you use our discount code RHOPOD or full draw, all caps on either of those, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order. We also have our entire catalog of podcasts on the website, and our video series are available on there as well. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other audio platform, give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it lets you do, and that'll let you guys know when our episodes come out. They're not always as consistent as we want them to be, but we try to shoot for Monday and Friday. Sometimes it gets on a Tuesday or a Saturday maybe for an episode, and that way you'll know when they come out. It also really helps us without costing you anything. If you're listening to this on YouTube, hopefully you're already subscribed to the channel. If you're not, make sure you do that. If you're not listening to this on YouTube and you're not subscribed, make sure you go over there and do that at Ridge Hunter Outdoors, just like everything else. That's where you'll find our Fall Pursuit Show, Spring Strutting, all of our off-season vlogs will be on there, and much more. If you guys see a video or are listening to a podcast on there and you're enjoying it, just drop us a comment. Hey, good show. Really enjoyed it. Something simple. Give the video a like. That really, really helps us out. And again, it doesn't take much of your time at all. You can also find Fall Pursuit on Carbon TV, and Spring Strutting will be on there this spring as well. So make sure you go over to Carbon TV. They have a lot of great shows to offer, and ours will be on there also. Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate you tuning in when you do. Now let's get back to the episode. Travel corridors are a big one. So if you can find, and especially if you can't, maybe you don't have those food sources on your property that you can hunt. If you can find where they're coming from and where they're going to, then you know they're travel corridors and you can get in and hunt on those. The doe, you're potentially going to see a lot of does, and the buck might come through and cut those doe trails running perpendicular to them instead of, or even paralleling them, you know. He might be running along those just checking for does. So if you don't have the option of hunting on the food, then you can for sure hunt them on their way to the food. And again, that's going to be even earlier because, like I mentioned, when they're, if it gets real cold, they're going to be going out to those food sources earlier. So if you're going back into one of those spots, make sure you give yourself enough time in the afternoon to be able to get in there without spooking them. You don't even necessarily have to have them bedding on your property or feeding on your property to find them right now. Like I said, just find out where they're cutting through and set up there. That's going to be as good a set as any for this phase of the rut, this phase of November. It's going to be, that part of it's going to be really similar to kind of the early season where you would set up maybe back in the timber off those food sources where the does are moving through, where the deer are moving through in general. So if you had one of those spots early season that maybe was standing beans or standing corn and now it's not, maybe there's wheat out there now, maybe it's shelled corn or cut beans even, if they're still going to feed on it, if it was good in the early season, I would go back to those spots. Obviously, if you have a place that's good year over year in the late season, that's where you're going to want to be as well. We're not to that late season point yet where it's like number one, food is king, because like I mentioned, the bucks are still looking for does, but those does that aren't in estrus now, even the ones that are, because, you know, the bucks are going to be looking for those ones, but a lot of the does are going to be grouped back up and going out to those food sources. So if you can get on those travel corridors, if they're the same ones they were using in the early season, that same setup should be pretty good still. And kind of the overarching theme I mentioned a little bit is hunt the does. Just like the early part of the rut, Instead of though of the bucks looking for the first does coming in, they're looking for the last does going out. They've been running hard for 2 or 3 weeks now. They know that things are winding down because there's less and less does that are in. They're back to having to go a little bit farther and move a little bit more to find them, so they can be a little bit more daylight active. I actually like this last, you know, week around Thanksgiving always seems to be pretty good just for that, because, you know, early part of November, like the first week, can be a little bit slow where we're at because maybe there's one or two does in, and if you don't have them come by, then you're out of luck. The next couple weeks, next week and a half, it starts to get better for us because more does come in, but it's still not too many to where they're locked down. So I think that's really good. That's probably my favorite time in November. And then you hit the lockdown phase, which is nobody's favorite time because those bucks are going just from one doe to the next, and they're all in heat, and they don't have to go very far, and they're with them for up to 2-3 days at a time, and you just don't see them. And now once we come out of that, we're on the backside of that bell curve, the estrus bell curve now for those does, and the bucks are back to doing what they were early November, seeking out those last does to try to do the last bit of breeding they can in the regular rut cycle. Now, they're obviously going to be doing some of that as well in December for the second rut, if you want to call it that. A lot of people refer to that. We'll talk about that on another episode. We've talked about it before. But right now, they're kind of desperately looking for those last does that are in. So if you can find the does, that's more than likely where you're going to find the bucks right now. Shift off of those traditional rut stands that you've been hunting the last couple weeks and go back to hunting the does, and you should have some luck. That's all I got for you guys this week. I hope it helps. Good luck out there. If you're gun hunting, make sure you wear your orange. Stay safe. Don't shoot at anything you can't identify. Don't shoot in stupid directions. And good luck to you. We'll see you guys on the next one.